Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you. Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.fm/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Why don't you clap like that?
To be fair, it's never gonna be in sync because we're not next to each other or in the same room.
I know, but let's just try. I was confused as when to clap.
All right.
second. Second.
Let's try one more conflict.
One, two, three.
That's too slow, too. Why are you doing it so slow?
No one is. What are you doing, bitch? What are you talking about?
I would do one, two, three, clap. Y'all are going one, two, three, clap. So
it's just, okay, it's just tempo, whatever.
All right, we can do whatever. Whatever. All right, I'll do it. Ready? One.
Jesus.
Two. Three.
Now you're being extra. Now you're doing the most. Now you're just doing like the most ridiculous thing. Oh my God. One, two, three. Jesus Christ.
Last was great.
You are so, I don't even have words for you, girl.
I thought my clap slate was really great, actually.
And I recorded all that. I'm keeping all that.
Mine is recorded too.
Jacob, leave all of that in.
Mine is recorded too.
This bitch is fucking on one today, y'all.
You think I'm a bitch? Here we go. So you think I'm a bitch? Wow.
No, you're not a bitch. You're this bitch.
Why? Exactly. I'm that bitch, honey. So we're doing some Patreon questions.
You know, I have a song. I'm not finished speaking.
Oh. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
You know, I have a song coming out called I'm Not That Girl, But I'm Still That Bitch.
You told me. I'm very excited. And I heard who you're collabing with, so it's really exciting.
Oh, okay.
What was that? Like, what was that? I don't even know what their response was. What was that?
There wasn't anything.
Okay.
Did you see? Have you seen a few episodes ago? Not the patrons only, but our listeners are dragging you. They're like, Bob, you're wrong. Everyone from New York talks like that. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
And the one about New York, you went on this whole thing about how people only in Brooklyn spoke a certain way, and literally everyone in the comments was like, "No, that's not true." Is what I said.
Well, here's the question: Do you know what? When do you know what the word literally means?
Yes, use Bob. Use what do you mean?
Do you know what the word literally means?
I do know what literally means.
Oh, interesting, because you literally just used it wrong.
No, don't try to deflect. Let's go back to the thing they said.
I would love to see this. Can we bring up this thing where everyone in the comments is saying that I was wrong? Because what everyone in the comments is saying recently is the one about Halloween. Everyone's going on about how you fully made up the entire
history. That was you.
You said Halloween was made up. I said, I think Halloween is like a pagan thing. And you said, no, it's made up in America. Everyone said, bitch, you're wrong. So that was not me. I did not say that.
They also dragged you in that same episode. Miss Mama, Miss Girl, Miss Honey, Miss Sweetie Pie.
About New York.
Hold on. Now we're going back to the Halloween one. It's a Halloween one. You swore up and down that Tim Burton did Coraline, and they were like, no, Bob, you
I did not
shit.
Swear, but all I said was, I literally said one time Tim Burton's Coraline. I did not drag on and on. I did not go on and on about how I swear. All I said was, Tim Burton did Coraline. You act like you stood up for Coraline and said that it wasn't Tim Burton. You rode right along with me. You was ride or die on that one, bitch. You was not ride or fucking
up.
Die.
You said stood up for Coraline. I'm so done with you. You're so silly.
But I don't see any of these comments. Oh, wait. Well, I found one. Nope, never mind. I don't see any comments. We found one with only 4 likes on it. As a Dominican raised in Harlem, still in Harlem, the Dominicans in Washington Heights do talk like that. We say mad, dead ass, and all that. So I have scrolled for quite a few, and I finally found one. So where is everyone? Okay, here's one more.
I'm looking right now.
Now we literally have to highlight them. I'm from Washington Heights, true. And they definitely say mad and ODing.
And here's another one. I've lived in Harlem, the Heights, and the Boogie Down Bronx. The people who are used raised here say mad, that's an ODing. You got to be raised here. That's literally what I said in the podcast, by the way.
I found 3 comments. You said everyone is saying
I found 3.
Okay, you said everyone. Literally everyone.
Literally my fucking balls.
But a bunch of folks are being like, you just made up the history of Halloween. You took away all that from pagans. How dare you?
That's not a bunch of and the same people are talking about you and Coraline. Literally the whole thing is you lying on Tim Burton, making shit up about Tim.
Well, all I'm saying is
that you're wrong.
All I'm saying is, you know, I find that very interesting. Anyway, speaking of interesting things, we have not done a Patreon Q&A for a while, and we have a lot more patrons now than we had last time we did this. By the way, Monet, we passed Willem on Patreon.
Remember when we found out how many patrons how many patrons Willem had, and we were like, ugh, we'll never get there, and we were fully past them. That's wild.
I just did a video with Willem where I did her makeup, and she is wild.
Wild how?
Willem, you don't know how Willem's wild, girl. She's wild.
Yeah, but you want to like elaborate a little more?
You know, Willem's always like up to, like, she's just so nutty. Like, she just is so open about, like, she's like, yeah, girl, I just swallowed a big load of a fat nut right before I got here. So that's probably why my breath smells like that. And I was like, Jesus Christ. So I'm like, go off, sis.
Let's jump into the questions, Bob. I'm going to read one. This is from Michael Welser. Is your sibling rivalry tour? Oh, no, okay, well, let's not go there.
What? What?
His question was, is your sibling rivalry tour coming to Phoenix, Arizona? Bitch, let's not.
Girl, the sibling rivalry tour has not even taken off the ground. We have made it all the way from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
Right.
That is as far as we've made it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll read. Okay, here we go. I found one. From Jalen RC. What were your first impressions of each other? My first impression was Bob was that I saw him perform, my first time ever seeing him, like, you know, do anything. I was like, wow, he's like a really, really, really good performer, because his number was really dope and really creative, and it was just like really, I was like, wow, this person's really talented at performing.
I mean, my first impression of Monet was literally one class behind me in school, basically. Like, if I was a sophomore, she was a freshman, and it was Monet and like Jasmine Rice. And the first time that Monet really came into my consciousness, her and Jasmine were pulling this stunt where they were acting like they were dating.
We were not. Jasmine was not saying we. Jasmine,
well, you didn't say you weren't. Let's just put it that way.
Did you ask me?
Jasmine could be like, y'all are, and then Thursday would be like, are y'all two dating? And then Jasmine would not, you wouldn't say anything. You were sitting right next to her.
Did you ask me?
I did not ask you, but you were sitting right next to her, and Thursday would ask you to, and then Jasmine would put her hand on your thigh and respond, and then you were co-signing her bullshit. So I was not
co-signing.
So then I was thinking, oh wow, this is this queen dating, her name was not Jasmine Rice at the time, her name was Kim Chi Chi.
And I was talking about how Jasmine changed her name because Kim Chi got on Drag Race.
And then she changed it five more times. Leontine Rice.
Made in China.
Chinky car crash. A million. Anyway. Shyamalan. And then I remember thinking to myself, oh, they're just making this up. And I remember thinking to myself, I think this queen might be messy.
Who, like, me or Jasmine?
You and Jasmine. I was like, that is so messy. Why are they acting like they were dating? That's so weird.
It was Jasmine.
You did not say you. Okay, I will say this. You did not say you weren't dating. When Jasmine was leading everyone to believe you were dating, you didn't do anything to dispel that rumor. So therefore, I thought you were dating.
Interesting.
Just like Trump hasn't disavowed white supremacy, I don't know that he has not disavowed it as of yet. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. But anyway, I kept being like, this girl's kind of messy. And I remember thinking you were kind of a messy queen until I saw you do...
messy in terms of what? Like sloppy, like
well,
bad,
I thought you were,
like...
I thought you were messy for two. One, you were messy because like you and Jasmine were doing this like shenanigan where Jasmine was acting like you were dating, you weren't saying no. And then I thought that you were messy because you used to glue feathers to your shoes. And I thought that your feet looked massive. And I was like, why is she gluing feathers to these wedges? You had these cork wedges with feathers glued all to them. And I was like, uh-uh. Not Monet doing the feather runway before the feather runway was even a thing on Drag Race.
It was not. I'm going to post a picture to Patreon. It was not messy. It actually looked pretty cool. And I still have the picture because I was so proud of that. I have like the isolated pictures like in my camera phone, like all the way back.
I like most of the things about the outfit minus the feathers and the shoes because it made your feet look massive. But I remember becoming thinking like, oh my God, this queen's really fierce after watching you do So You Think You Can Drag. And that's when you and I started hanging out.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a couple of impressions. like Monet's matches, it's full of impressions.
Pick a question for.
Do you listen to any other podcasts? I listen to the most boring ass white fucking. I listen to This American Life, which is a great podcast. It's just like, you know, a liberal, like middle-aged person podcast that tells really great stories. There's one called Nice White Parents, which is about how white people have affected how white parents have negatively impacted the school system in New York City. One specific school.
Oh, really?
Yes, really great school about how white parents have negatively impacted one specific school in New York City. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, this is a really, it's like six episodes. It's a really, really good podcast.
Okay.
How about you?
I listen to The View because I don't
Wait, The View has a podcast?
That. Yeah.
They have a podcast?
Yeah, it's literally just the episode. They just put the episode on podcast.
I need to know that.
Yeah, it's great. I listen to that. I also love Amanda Seales' Small Doses. Y'all know I'm a big Amanda Seales fan. I think she's really brilliant. I think she's really smart. Amanda Seales just always has really interesting and smart takes about current political stuff and just stuff about blackness. I've been in the search for like a really, I said this to you before, like a black educational podcast. I really wish that was out there, like a black podcast that spoke
about. I'm sure it exists, but otherwise you gotta
I'm sure it does exist
in the world, you know what I mean?
I mean, I've posted about it on my Twitter and I got like a lot of podcasts that people recommended, but not anything that what I was looking for. So
you asked me a question a while back about being white people and people who happen to be white. You asked me that question, then and for whatever reason I didn't answer. I think we were busy or getting in a car. I don't know what it was.
What did I ask you?
What do I think about Amanda Seales' concept of white people and people who happen to be white? Oh,
yeah.
I think that I don't believe in that. I think they're just white people. I don't believe in spicy white people. I believe they're just white people. And I don't know that I believe in this concept of like some people just happen to be white. Those are called white people.
Well, I think what she's saying is that the people who happen to be white are people who are actively combating their whiteness in terms of sociopolitical reasons, and people who don't use their whiteness as like a token that they're like better than. She's like saying that people who happen to be white are people who agree that racism is a thing and they call it out and they shout it out and they're not like complicit. For lack of a better word, in their whiteness.
I think I get the idea of what she's saying, but it also sounds like giving extra credit for meeting the most basic foundations of human decency.
I don't think it's extra credit. I just think it's just differentiating the two, because honestly, I will agree, when I meet racist-ass white people, they're different than people who are white allies. People like Ben Schroffman and people like who are like, fuck this white systemic shit. Like, we need to like liberate everyone. You know what I mean? Those are two very different people for me, and two very different experiences I have with those with those two different white people.
No, I certainly understand what she's saying, but the phrase like white people and people having to be white, that just doesn't make sense to me audibly. When I hear it, I'm like, I don't get what you're trying to say.
Like,
I think what she's saying is like problematic white people and then like white people for the cause.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Basically.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you, add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Are you feeling victimized by lash glue? Yeah, me too. Get Instagram's hottest makeup brand into your makeup bag and never have to struggle with glue again. Glamnetic's 6 magnetic lashes are one of a kind and made to stay on all day and apply in seconds. Lash glue doesn't stand a chance in comparison. I'm obsessed with these lashes and you will be too. Glamnetic lashes take under a minute to apply, and with no toxic glue and no struggle. Up to 60 uses per lash, so they are more eco-friendly and wallet-friendly. Glamnetics has over 75 styles for your perfect fit, from natural to full-on glam. Get a different lash for every mood and occasion. There's a 100% money-back guarantee, and they have expedited shipping with free shipping to the US and Canada for orders that are over $30. Now go find out for yourself why Glamnetic lashes are Instagram's favorite beauty hack. Go to glamnetic.com/rivalry and enter our promo code RIVALRY for 30% off your order. The code is only available to our listeners. That's glamnetic.com/rivalry and enter our promo code RIVALRY at checkout for 30% off. I promise you guys, these lashes literally apply themselves. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Listen, for me, sometimes being in the public eye can be difficult with everybody commenting and tweeting their opinions about you out of nowhere. And it's really helpful to have a space to process and move past everything that's happening. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broader range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Their service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you do with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/rivalry. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Sibling Rivalry listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/rivalry. I've been trying to decorate my house and it is exhausting. When I heard that PaintYourLife.com would turn any photo of mine into a beautiful painting, I thought, what a great idea, but it must be so expensive. Paint Your Life paintings are truly affordable and the quality is amazing. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you've got to try PaintYourLife.com. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. Send any picture of yourself, your children, your family, a special place, or even a cherished pet, or combine all the photos into one painting. They're meaningful, personal, and can be cherished forever. I was blown away by the quality of the painting I got. It's a giant photo of me for my drag lab, and I look gorgeous. At PaintYourLife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love your final painting, the money is refunded guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, you get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word sibling to 64,000. That's sibling to 64,000. That's sibling to 64,000. Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms and apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text sibling to 64,000. All right, pick a question.
Oh. Oh, we talked about that before. Oh, if you guys had to body swap with another celebrity, who would it be and why? Oh, that's an interesting question. If I had to body swap with another celebrity, I can't think of a celebrity that has all the things that I want that I wouldn't want to body swap with.
And this is why Rihanna don't invite you nowhere. Don't invite you nowhere, Mona.
Rihanna has a huge breast. I don't want huge breasts. I don't want to walk around with big old titties.
So you think Rihanna's titties are ugly? Say it now. Rihanna listens to this podcast. She's a patron.
I can't think of... If Rihanna was one of our fucking patrons, I would fucking die.
Die. Me in the comment section.
I can't think of a celebrity that has like the right amount of thickness and like small waist and still like a little a little chest meat to make like night to push together to make your outfits look fierce. Like I can't think of a celebrity that falls in line with that for me. What about you?
For me, if I could body swap with one celebrity just for a day, I would body swap as Beyonce and just go around doing a bunch of shit Beyonce would never do and like make people's day, confuse people for life. People would be like,
Okay.
Just a day.
Oh, so you mean like a full, like you would be Beyonce, like in the face and everything. I thought it meant just like a body, like, you know, like.
No, it's like Freaky Friday status.
And that words, Bob is right. I would fucking be Rihanna, bitch, yes. Easily, 100%. Beyonce, that's a good one, too.
Imagine the things I could do if I was Beyonce. And then folks would be like, you know Beyonce was in West Hollywood? like, at the fucking Whole Foods, twerking on some asparagus? No, she wasn't. Yes, she was. I'm telling you, she was. And also, I want to find out what it's up with the rumors about Jay-Z's.
What do you think? Do you think Jay-Z has a big dick? I think
that's Jay-Z the rumor. Like the rumor is that it's like insane.
Really?
Yes.
Jay-Z looks like someone with like an adequate like 7, maybe 7.5 inches.
No, the rumors are that it's insane. One girl.
Who are these? Who are these rumors by?
This is like a groupies from the internet who hooked up with Jay-Z.
Oh. Do you know? You know, all of Ariana Grande's past boyfriends have big ass dick because they've been licked. Big Sean's dick was online. Is a big ass dick. Apparently, Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz is from Fall Out Boy. You talking about Pete Davidson from SNL?
Apparently, Pete Davidson. The rumors are that he had a big ass dick, and the guy she was dating before Big Sean, it was somebody else, and his shit leaks, and he had a big. So Ariana is busting on that meat.
Listen, you know, bust it down. Bust down Ariana.
Bust down Ariana.
I want to see you bust down. Let me see. I'm going to pick me a little question. What album and or song can you... This is from Sade to it. What album or song can you listen to that always makes you happy? What album or song do you listen to when you want a good cry?
You want to go first?
I really love The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It's just probably one of my favorite albums of all time. It is a brilliant album. It's the first album I ever purchased with my own money. So maybe I'm like on cassette. So maybe I'm a little bit biased for that reason. But also it's just a genuinely like The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is just a fucking great, great album. Yeah. So I'm going to say that The Message, and also a great album. If you want a good cry, Sam Smith's not most recent album. I've not listened to their most recent album. But Sam Smith's album right before this last album, which is called The Thrill of It All, is really, really great.
For me, one of my favorite albums of all time is Brandy, Never Say Never. I remember listening to that album and like it just has great songs. Put Down on Everything, Have You Ever, Almost Doesn't Count, everything. So that's one of my albums I used to listen to as a kid when I was like 9, 8 years old. And like literally listened to it on my little Walkman. I mean, my CD player, the little blue.
You remember with a CD player, you had to hold like a pizza so it wouldn't skip.
Exactly.
You had to walk on your tiptoes.
Oh, girl. And then I had like the blue psychedelic one with like those green buttons, and I'll listen to, but one album I can listen to from beginning to end, and I honestly think it is one of the best albums of the 2010s era. I genuinely believe so. I'm not just saying it because I like her as an artist, but SZA's Control album, from I can listen to it from beginning to end, listening to every song and the storytelling and the way that she sings about the stories. It is, to me, one of the greatest albums I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's how I feel about The Blueprint by Jay-Z. It's just a really great album. And I feel that way about Collision Course with Jay-Z and Linkin Park. I didn't realize I was a big Jay-Z fan. Work.
Yeah. What's that song, The Story of OJ? That's a great song.
Yeah, it's great. Now we have Jasmine Rice LaHuahua. Jasmine, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Great. What is, girl, these titties, you remember you had those old titties that were like torpedoes, and now you have these beach balls on your chest. This is insane.
Yeah. I thought you didn't like the cones. That's why I got the beach balls.
they're just so big. I will say these dudes, I do like these more than the cones. These look more like the shape of boobs, but this is, you look like a cock destroyer.
No, goals in life.
You also have the tiny waist, and you have these like really wide, pointy hips. You better work, girl.
Thank you.
Now, I want to talk about you and Monet.
Wait, for those of you guys, for those of y'all who don't know who Jasmine Rice is, she is a New York City nightlife queen. She is one of the premier queens of New York City.
Title holder,
Miss Continental.
Definitely not Miss Congeniality. If you want to see the antithesis of Miss Congeniality, go look back when Jasmine Rice loses a pageant. Girl! The antithesis of congenial, honey.
Bob has this weird... Bob, tell Jasmine your memories of our first meetings and goings on.
So do you remember back at Saliva when you and Monet used to act like y'all were dating?
What? Say that again?
Back at Saliva, there was this thing where you and Monet were acting like you were dating each other.
That is not true.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Monet, okay, this is why Monet's full of shit, because Monet just acknowledged a while ago that it was happening, and now she's acting like it didn't. Monet, you are the fakest ass, lying ass hoe I've met in my entire life. You phony as fucking Donald Trump spray tan. You got some goddamn nerve. So now you're not going to, now neither one of y'all niggas is going to acknowledge that y'all with this whole thing where y'all were acting like y'all were dating. And y'all laughing because y'all know it's true. Y'all some gaslighting ass motherfuckers trying to get my fucking pilot lit up in here. And you laughing because you know you lying. Y'all are so childish. Wow, I don't have anything to say to y'all.
Why were we acting? Like, why couldn't we have been dating?
So were you dating or were you acting? Which one was it?
Dad and I, we used to hang out a lot. I think you assumed that we were dating, but no one's confirmed that for you.
Why don't you stop being vague and talk about what the fuck, what was going on?
Jazz and I used to hang out, and I think a lot of you guys, like Thor, I think. And
then Thorgy on the microphone said, are you two dating now? And then Jasmine put her hands on your leg and was like smiling and nodding. And then Thorgy was like, oh my God, congratulations.
You're adding the nodding. You were literally just going to say,
What happened then, Monet? Tell me what happened.
I don't remember that. That was literally in 2012. I don't remember that night.
Y'all are some lying ass phony fucking. Now, let me tell you right now. If you are listening to this podcast, don't ever date anybody who studies opera because these motherfuckers is crazy as hell.
No, I think you are crazy as hell making these stories up about people and putting
just because your opera is opera's be full of fantasies, real life's not full of fantasies. Okay, no one's gonna give you a dagger to stab your fucking mom or dad. This is not.
Oh, look at you!
This is no Marriage of Figaro bullshit. This is the real ditness.
First of all, Marriage of Figaro is an opera comique. There ain't no fucking tragedy of killing your
hello. Family.
I'm talking about the comedy of errors. So I've seen the Marriage of Figaro. Now you know Monet was in the Marriage of Nicaro.
The marriage of what? Your phone cut off right at the punchline of your
joke. I said Negro.
Oh my God. That is inappropriate, Bob. We have a guest.
Oh that my would be God. So funny. The marriage of Negro. Monet, could you write that? Negro, 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 Negro.
Oh my God.
Negro.
Bob, you actually sound kind of good singing that. Didn't you just sound kind of good?
Yeah, you did sound good. There was no vocal fry or vocal notes or anything.
That is
yeah, it sounded
so
great.
Funny. Oh, I can do this little voice when I make my voice sound better.
That sounds good. I'm not gonna hold you. That sounds good. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I could have been your little classmate.
No, okay, no.
No, not at Westminster. I definitely could have gotten to Westminster. I wasn't talking to Jasmine, I was talking to you, Monet.
No, but I think what Monet is saying, right, is like we used to hang out all the time. Every single time that we went out or we were sitting together in New York City nightlife, we were always together. We would always go to the diner together. Mm-hmm. We would always come together. So people just assumed that when they asked us, we just...
You guys can come together? That takes practice. Now, the question is, but do you or do you not remember when Thorgy asked you on the mic if you two were dating? And then Jasmine nodded her head yes.
I think I just had like a heavy wig and I was just swaying back and forth. I don't think.
Because Jasmine don't drink, so I know you weren't drunk and I know you remember every second of your life because you don't do none of that goofy shit. You are sober as October.
You love to shame people who drink and do drugs, whatever. That's so rude.
Money, the shame you feel is the shame you've bought on yourself. Me and Jasmine.
No, you literally were like, you don't drink or do that goofy shit. That's rude.
Money, if you get drunk and drive home to Brooklyn and take out a couple of cars in the way and you feel bad about it, that ain't got shit to do with me and Jasmine. Not drinking.
Don't know how Money did that back in the day.
See, I was got young another and dumb. Witness. Thank you for another witness in the house.
I was young and dumb.
All right, let's do one more question real quick, Mo, and Jasmine can answer too.
Okay, work.
If this is from Robert Munoz, if you had the opportunity to create and host a drag television competition show, what would you do?
Bob and I already spoke about this, and I don't want to say it, but I mean our patrons are pretty trustworthy.
Yeah.
We want to do something called like Queer House, where it's like a Big Brother, but for queer people only. So we want trans persons. We want the really annoying young twinkie gay. We want an older, wiser, old, like 60, 70-year-old gay. We want like a fierce lesbian. We want it to be queer people. But I think that would be so much more interesting than watching these stupid fucking straight people on TV. I genuinely think so.
Not stupid. Wow. You know, stupid fucking straight people listen to this podcast, Mona.
That's all right. Listen, not all straight people are created equal.
There are straight people and people who happen to be straight.
I think a queer house, calling like a queer house Big Brother type show, will be so fucking great.
What do you think, Jasmine? Do you have any ideas for shows like a drag television show you would do?
Mine is actually very similar to Monet, but I want Drag Race to be more like Big Brother. All the girls in one house. They are filmed 24/7 and they have challenges.
That sounds like a nightmare.
None of the untucked shit, none of like that crazy stuff. I want 24/7 unfiltered. Like, can you imagine you, me, Monet, like, you know, Rosé, Candy Muse, like all in one house? We would rip each other's throat out.
It would be a lot.
Not you naming two drag queens I barely know.
Like that would we would go fucking insane, and I think that would be amazing. Drag queens are crazy. Do you not agree? Drag queens.
Yeah. Now, if it was me, you, Tina Burner, Shaquita, Keja Carr, Monet.
Oh my God.
Jackie Beat, crazy ass.
Vicky Vox,
girl, this house would be upside down.
Yeah, well, what about you, Bob? What do you think it should be the next competition show?
I feel it didn't say necessarily competition. It said drag television show. Oh, drag television show competition. It doesn't say competition. I actually wanted it to not necessarily be about drag, but I wanted to be like the next queer music icon. Like, I love the idea of like, who's the next Kevin Avianz? Who's the next, what's that kid, the kid's name who has a song about bottoming? Troye Sivan. Who's the next? What's her name? The trans girl from Sweden, Kim Petras. Who's the next one of those? You know what I mean?
Okay, I like that.
We didn't even come close to answering all these questions. This is the wildest, messiest podcast we've done since the beginning days. Here's a question from Bella. This is interesting. I don't even know what I'm getting into. Monet, do you remember that one time when you came to Connecticut to perform at a brunch show for a short privileged promoter? It was right before season 10. I pseudo met you in the back room as I was walking in to change to compete in an amateur drag thing. You saw me without even looking up from gathering your scone. You said, "Oh, must be Disney themed." Very unimpressed. You continued counting your tips. I was fully decked out in red and white polka dot dress, yellow pumps, and white gloves. So my question is, do you think I was mildly pretty? P.S. I came in second place after changing into my Cheetah Girls performance look.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember. This sounds like the Dixie Show. Dixie Normas.
Yeah, I know Dixie Normas, yeah.
But I don't remember when I did it. There was never an amateur show. This person sounds like they are. This does not sound like something I would say. Someone asked me a question. I would not. First of all, I always dump my money in my thing. Bob used to make me count my money at the gig. I'd always dump my money.
I made you get a bill counter. I made you get William counter.
Right. Anytime when Bob was not around, I would literally just dump my money in my bag and zip up my bag and count when I got home. So this does not sound like something I did, but nice try, sweetie.
So you think this person who subscribes to our Patreon who gives money is lying?
Right. Yes, because it does not sound like it. I literally not sound like something I would ever do.
Wow, you think Bella, let me look up Bella DeLedho, who you think is lying. Why can't I believe you would call this person a liar on this show?
You call us a liar for not dating.
Thank you.
Well, y'all did lie. By the way, I'm actually currently working on getting Thorgy to confirm that y'all are some lying assholes. And once I do, me and Thorgy are going to do a private podcast where we talk about y'all and all y'all shenanigans.
Oh, I see it. And what does pseudo met you mean?
I think what she's saying was she tried to meet you and then you couldn't be bothered to look up from your money, which is obviously the most important thing in your life, when she wanted to give you a compliment and say something nice to you, and then you said, must be Disney themed.
This person is literally, this is not true.
It's I cannot imagine.
All I'm saying is we have two stories like this now, and you keep saying, like, there all these allegations keep coming out against you. You remember your number one fan.
We have, like, 30 stories about you being a fucking...
Literally not one. There is
that
literally
is, Bob, that is where. Not true.
I will give you the rest of the year until 2021 to find one story about me.
Bob,
we have all Bob, the stories from DragCon. All the stories from DragCon about Monet being a monster.
We have accounted times where people have said, I've that Bob, he didn't even smile. He just gave it. And
Where?
And Bob, you corroborated saying, like, yeah, I don't smile. That's just, you always say, literally, okay, the Jasmine, hold on. Go Jasmine ahead. Can corroborate that Jasmine say, doesn't that Bob say all the time, yeah, I don't smile. That's just my face. That
the is difference literally between your someone tagline. Saying, I met Bob and Bob didn't smile versus saying, I met Monet. She shaded me on the way to the bathroom. She didn't even look up at me. I was at DragCon. She looked over it. Bob was having fun and Monet was sitting there looking stank as hell. Now, the difference between saying Bob didn't smile at me and the detailed stories of being like, Monet was as mean to me as a person can be mean to someone. You were the original Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen learned from you. That Ellen was at DragCon UK taking notes.
No, now we're going to have Bella DeLedho on the podcast because this is a lying ass hoe.
Oh, you gonna call her a liar to her face?
Yes.
Wow, Nene. Wow.
That just literally does not. I would literally never do that.
All I'm saying is this sounds a lot like the story from your number one fan, which also sounds a lot like the stories from DragCon UK. Are they all lying?
Also, Beyonce on the new Vogue.
You better change the subject.
I just opened Instagram to look up this person's thing, and that was the first thing that popped up. Beyonce looks incredible.
She does. Now, answer the question. Are all the people lying or just some of them lying? I just want to know.
Yeah, they're all lying. I found Bella DeLedho. So I was this mean, nasty bitch to Bella DeLedho. She subscribes to my Patreon. She follows me on Instagram. But if I'm just this big, nasty bitch...
Do you think that she might be following because she likes Bob the Drag Queen?
Following me?
No, she's not, she's just a patron.
Let's see if the gag is Bella don't even follow you. That shit will. She doesn't even follow you.
Yeah. I guess.
Well, maybe she just likes being punished and bullied by you.
I can't. This is a get.
We're gonna talk. Should we do a private Patreon where you and her do y'all's own interview together? it's gonna be like Tyra Banks versus Naomi Campbell. There's nothing more personal than your health. So when it comes to finding the right nutrition supplement to meet your fitness goals, you need a personalized approach. Thankfully, now there's Gainful, the personalized nutrition system that's formulated for your body and goals. Gainful gives you peace of mind that your protein, hydration, and pre-workout supplement contain the finest ingredients specifically for you. Get started by taking the 5-minute Gainful quiz. Gainful considers your dietary needs, goals, and unique physiology to personalize your formula. Gainful delivers your supplements with no shipping charge every single month. You can cancel anytime or adapt your plan as needed. All Gainful products are formulated by their on-staff registered dietitians and are backed by pro-level exercise scientists on their science advisory board. My favorite thing they sent me is a Flavor Boost Friday Pack. It's small little packets you can carry with you and quickly add it to any drink for a protein boost. It comes in 7 flavors and every single one of them slaps. My favorite is cookies and cream, and I also like rich chocolate because it describes me, rich chocolate, honey. Every Gainful customer gets complimentary one-on-one access to their own registered dietitian available anytime to answer your questions. Gainful's rigorous quality control process ensures that your supplements have clean ingredients you can pronounce, along with 0 artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Start your personalized fitness journey today with Gainful. To get $20 off your personalized supplements, go to Gainful.com/rivalry. That's Gainful.com/rivalry for $20 off. Gainful, personalized nutrition made for your taste.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they served millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Everything I do for my cat is rooted in love, even when this thing is testing my patience. I always want what's best for her. For example, love is letting my cat sleep in my lap when I really need to get up. Love is accepting my furniture will never be clump-proof. Love is opening the door to let my cat in and out 39,000 times a day. That's an accurate count. Love is also keeping tabs on my cat's health because nothing is more important than their health and well-being. That's why I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter is the most advanced litter I have ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. It changes colors to help detect early signs of potential illnesses, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats love hiding illnesses, and having a Pretty Litter catch health issues is fierce. Litter box cleanup is also easier with Pretty Litter. Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly and lasts up to a month. Plus, Pretty Litter is safer for your cat and for the whole household. Many conventional litters contain irritants that can aggravate allergies and asthma, but Pretty Litter's superb light crystals minimize mess and dust. And Pretty Litter arrives safely at your door in a small, lightweight bag. Shipping is free, and I never have to worry about storing bulky containers or lugging a heavy bag through the LA summer heat. Ugh, Jesus, gross. Love is putting your cat's health first with Pretty Litter. Do what I did and make the switch today by visiting prettylitter.com and use promo code RIVALRY for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code RIVALRY for 20% off. prettylitter.com, promo code RIVALRY. We should do like at least two more questions. We have like 5,000 questions. We've answered literally none of them.
Favorite show of 2020?
Ooh, Handmaid's Tale. I know I'm late. I know. I just watched Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Not when I'm picking a show from 1996.
It's really good though. And honestly, it was the right time to watch that shit with everything going on. What about you?
The Boys.
The Boys.
This show is so fucking good. I could not even. It will make you so uncomfortable. You have to watch The Boys.
Do you have a favorite show you're currently watching?
What did I like watching? I like watching Ratched. I like Emily in Paris because I'm a teen girl at heart. I also liked Bly's Manor. That was good.
I watched literally the last like 30 minutes of Bly's Manor and I was so confused. I came in, my roommate was watching Bly's Manor. I was like, I have 30 minutes left. I was like, girl, go watch. I'll just use my phone. I was so fucking confused. I'm not going to ruin it. Actually, I don't think I could ruin it because I genuinely don't know what was happening.
Lives Matter?
Bly's Manor.
The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Oh, got it.
Okay, Monet, this is from Sedavian. Why doesn't Monet want to live with Bob? The amount of black excellence and coins that could come out of that venture is unbelievable.
Yeah, also lives will be lost.
Hello?
Hello. What are you gonna kill me, Monet? Is that what you're saying?
We talked about it. I have a plan to kill you.
Well, everyone also agreed that my plan was way better than yours.
Cause you're fucking psychotic.
It's just that I'm better at planning.
I don't know. I just don't want to live. I just don't have plans to live with anyone. I don't plan to live with anyone. I don't want that in my life.
I'm glad you.
As simple as that.
Gave this question a lot of consideration, Monet.
Oh my god, diamond. I have another one. I just saw it and I lost it.
Well, I have one. This says, do you ladies stand cupcake? This is from do you listen to Cupcake, Monet?
I do. I wasn't like a very deep cupcake listener. I had a few of the hits like Deep Throat and some of her other songs, but I wasn't heavy into Cupcake. And I like her. I think she's a dope lyricist and I thought she was really cool. I like that. I think with like a lot of female artists, like SZA, like Jhené Aiko, who has also been around for a bit since 2009. But it's like a lot of like dope women's empowerment. Very like Lil' Kim and these like people who would rap and sing about what they went to rap about sucking dick, about doing what they wanted and being side pieces and being the other woman. Like I love that they own that shit and they like make really deep lyrics to it.
All I have to say is this. Hey, oh, if you do not listen to her song Discounts, you are missing out in your life. Discounts is Cupcake's best fucking song that she's ever done. I passed the gas. It's so good. Because I got discounts on discounts if you think that I'm soft. And it's that big discount, bitch. I can have your shit off. All right. What's your next question, Mo?
Which queens are the most problematic to work with and you'd rather not have to share the same air with them?
Sharon Needles.
Sharon Needles. I agree with that.
Hands down. Sharon Needles.
Problematic as fuck.
She's Sharon Needles. Yeah. How about you, Jasmine? New York City wise, which queens?
Ooh, that's good.
Which queen is the most problematic New York City queen to work with, Jasmine?
Sherry Pie.
I mean,
well, good answer.
I mean,
Steve Harvey survey says number one answer. Number one answer, Jasmine. That's the number one answer.
Honestly, I don't think she's even in New York anymore. Is she still in there? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
But should I call her right now?
You should.
Oh my God. Bob, I fucking...
We all have her phone number.
I double... If you fucking call Sherry Pie, I will fucking... I will Venmo you money.
You already owe me like $20,000 from all of our bets in the past.
You owe me money too.
I'm genuinely afraid of Sherry Pie. She creeps me out. People who can just like do what she did...
I am so scared that she's constantly watching me somehow. I'm scared of Sherry Pie. Like the crazy shit that she could do, or like the crazy things that she's not afraid to do. Like the limit is fucking, the limit does not fucking exist. Like,
yeah, she has a meat suit in her house somewhere. Did both or either of you ever feel jealous of the other one's success or talents? This is a big fan from Montreal, Yazid Ibsais.
No, that's not true. I'm gonna say as an artist, whatever. But I think just I've never been that girl, like, because something that I've always felt is that, like, whatever, like, you do really well, like, it really is, like, your thing. And, you know, people can, like, try to replicate whatever you do, whatever. But it'll never be the same because it's not you. Like, your art is yours, whatever. And I just genuinely like to see Bob do really well. It genuinely makes me happy. Like, when Bob was on Drag Race, when Bob announced we're here, when they got, like, the Emmy nom, like, it genuinely makes me happy.
You sound so New York or whatever. Like, when it's, like, is this popping or whatever?
I did not say that.
You said whatever a few times. You said when Bob was, like, on so-and-so or whatever, or, like, so-and-so or whatever. You said whatever, like, two or three times, and I was, like, this is very New York City. Mona, you did say that we can literally go back. If it wouldn't ruin the recording to do it, I would go back. Actually, Jake, can you loop back Mona saying whatever?
Whatever.
I've been rewatching season 10 right now, and I was really sad to see, it was your first lip sync against Dusty, and I was like, oh my God, you look so sad. And I was so sad that you were so sad, my poor little baby. And when you won Drag Race, I was so excited. I haven't been that excited since Bianca won, quite frankly.
Oh my God, when you won Drag Race, New York City was on fire. But I mean, I remember being at Pieces when they announced, I was literally screaming. Like, I didn't have a voice. I was like, it was so crazy. And they were, go ahead, sorry.
If Monet gets some, I will say this, if Monet gets like some super fierce trade, I do get jealous of that.
Well, we don't even like the same kind of trades.
No, but sometimes, every once in a while, you'll get some trade. I'm like, oh, I wish I could have experienced that. Like, just pictures. It's not anyone's, but like, picture. I'm like, oh, I wish I could have enjoyed that as well. But like, that happens to me with a lot of stuff. Like, sometimes Jacob will hook up with someone, and I'd be like, oh my God, I really wish I could have experienced that. But I just.
Funny how you think of that as her career.
No, not career, but I mean, but you never get jealous of someone else's trade. Like, man, I wish I could have done that.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes Jasmine will show me a boy she's hooked up with. I'm like, ooh, girl, I wish I had that. But this was a really silly, well, not silly one, but it was like, can you do an episode about K-pop? I recently started getting into Blackpink. Jasmine Rice just watched the Blackpink documentary, and I don't listen to a bunch of K-pop. I'm not saying I'm against K-pop, but if we did an episode about K-pop, I don't know how much I would be able to contribute.
Yeah, the only thing I know about K-pop is really that old ass K-pop, like Big Bang. I know about Psy. I know about 2NE1. But I don't know much about K-pop like from now. All I know is about K-pop from like 8 years ago.
I thought the Blackpink documentary was boring as fuck. That's just me. And I probably will get canceled for it because there are a bunch of girls who love Blackpink. Mm. But like, honestly, that's what I said.
That was Jasmine Rice LaBeija. That was not Bob the Drag Queen. That was Jasmine Rice LaBeija, if anyone's looking to drag someone online.
But like Bob said, like, I wish they had a documentary about Big Bang. I wish they had a documentary about like 2NE1. I think they were really, even back in Korea, they were more of a trailblazer big thing than BTS or Blackpink. I think it's just like they were in a different time, where now social media, TikTok, and all that craziness is more crazy in the world, that they were just born in a different time. Like, if I think I think that if they came out now, they would be even bigger than Blackpink or BTS.
Really?
I agree. Oh, yeah, girl, 2NE1. Like, that song was so good. Big Bang, the song Fantastic Baby. Also, just go listen to Psy's album. Like, Psy has some genuinely, more than just Gangnam Style, Psy has some genuinely, genuinely good music. And Big Bang is cool, but like, I also don't want to sound like some old school ass. You should hear the old school shit, but you should hear the old school shit. You know?
What's your question you're going to ask before?
You feel weird. You didn't, I don't know how you felt about this. When is the next virtual meet and greet? And will it be the siblings together? Also, if you could pick the winner of Drag Race for each season that you were on, that you were not on, who would the winners be? Hint, Shangela and Alyssa Edwards were robbed. All right, we're not going to answer all these questions. I'm not going through every season and naming everything. But Monet, you said you didn't have a lot of fun doing the virtual meet and greet.
That's not what I said.
Or it wasn't for you. What did you say?
I said that it was fine. I was like, would I rush to do it again? I said no. But I was like, but it was cool. I liked to be able to sit there and like meet everyone that way. But it wasn't something that just sitting down in one space and not like being able to like have other stimulation by like saying like, oh my God, you're here. And like, I don't know. It was just, it felt weird. It felt good and weird just sitting there staring at a screen as opposed to like seeing, meeting an actual person.
Yeah, it's probably different than seeing someone than like not looking up for your money and saying, must be Disney night.
You know what I mean? Like, my money's more important. So I want to focus on that while I had the chance of maybe meeting someone if I fucking feel like it. And that's what it was for me.
Yikes. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us today. And Jasmine, thank you for being our impromptu guest.
Thank you for having me.
You guys should follow Jasmine Rice. She's on Instagram at Jasmine Rice. She's on Twitter at Jasmine Rice. And your Jasmine Rice LaBeija on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, you don't know anything about her. Her Instagram is actually Jasmine Rice NYC. Do you even know anything about our guest, Monet? I'm sorry that you had to go to this, Jasmine.
Oh my God, you know what? Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said to that drag queen who came in second place, goodbye.
No, that's not what I said. I said bye, bitch.
All right, bye, everyone. Thanks, Jasmine. All right.
Attention, attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you, sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.